Dana Murray.
Good morning. In lieu of bringing literature to disperse to you, I decided to bring human bodies. And the reason why I brought these students is because they're reflective of the many students that I brought to King University under the guidance of Ms. Sharon Shea in the EO department. I'm a graduate of King College, King University at this point. And I've worked many years post-graduation with Ms. Shea in bringing young people to this campus at an early age to expose them to the university that I attended in hopes of them applying. Ms. Shea has worked effortlessly at college fairs, the city of North, throughout Essex County and Union County to empower students to come here. And I just wanted to share a little bit of my experience here at King University. As an undergraduate, when I first came to King University, Ms. Fuchsia was actually the first administrator that I met. And while I literally left her office in tears because I was not prepared, she worked with me personally to empower me to not only not give up, but to apply to King University as a transfer student. When I came back to King the next day, I was prepared. While Ms. Fuchsia will probably not remember this, she said, I want you to dot all your I's, cross all your T's, and come back with no excuses. And that's exactly what I did. Through my matriculation here as an undergrad, I was selected as Who's Who among college and university students. I studied in Egypt. I also received a graduate research grant to study at the State University of New York. And all that came from people like Ms. Fuchsia and Conserved Black personnel that was here at King University. I had a conversation with Dr. Willow, who's no longer here, unfortunately, at King University, and she told me about boarding school options for students of color. I had never even thought of that boarding schools were even afforded to students of color to attend. I thought that was just for the elite white community. As a result of that, my daughter, who's 15, she's in 11th grade right now, and she attends a prestigious boarding school in Massachusetts, where she's excelling on an honors level. Much of what I experienced in my own personal life, being successful as both an educator in Essex County and as a social worker, has come from the support that I received from the alumni and the staff and faculty at King University. As a student through the EEO department, I may not have experienced, I'm sure I would have been successful to some degree, but I was definitely exposed to success on a lot of different levels based on my experience with them and them empowering me, not only as a student academically, but socially too. I would like to thank Ms. Fuchsia for all of her efforts that she has done, not only for myself, but for hundreds of students who've crossed her table and entered her office for assistance and the outstanding work they've done. If we are really to empower students to compete on a global level, it is absolutely imperative that King's faculty and staff represents America in the beauty of its diversity. You cannot compete on a global level if you don't have a staff that represents diversity that is America. I ask you to reconsider the layoffs for all the 12 members that you are considering firing or terminating, laying off, whatever it is that you, how you want to word it. It is absolutely imperative to this community and to the King College community that those persons are reinstated. Thank you. And Ms. Fuchsia, thank you.